From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
You're listening to the Open Mic Podcast. I'm Mike Sherman, sports editor of the Oklahoman. And joining me is Darnell Mayberry, our Thunder beat writer for the Oklahoman. Darnell's in Salt Lake City, where tomorrow night, Tuesday night, the Oklahoma City Thunder will face the Utah Jazz in a big Mountain Division or Northwest Division game between the Jazz and the Thunder. Darnell, what's up? How's Salt Lake treating you?
Well, I'm cold. I didn't dress for the weather after coming from L.A., so it's 39 degrees, a high of 39. I saw snow. I see snow out here. First time I've seen snow all year. So I'm not happy about that, but hopefully the game will be better than it was last night against the Lakers.
Hey, that game, unfortunately, I was sort of late to the audience. By the time I tuned in, it was 17 to something, and the something was not enough. The Thunder really never got into that game. Is there anything you saw at the Staples Center last night that is should have a lasting impact or impression on this team?
Well, you're not the only one. By the time I could barely sit down in my press seat, and it was already 28-5. So the Thunder never really put up a fight. Trailed by as many as 28 points. Never were in the game. So I think that one you just kind of throw out and forget about. Serge Ibaka, though, I don't think you want to forget about his performance. 11 points, 13 rebounds, 5 blocked shots. Mike, I know you've been saying all along that Ibaka's a guy who gives them something that no one else on the roster can do. I'm coming to your side. I think that was a big performance by Serge Ibaka.
Okay, so Darnell, tell me this. Now that you and I are together on this, is Scott Brooks coming over to our side of this? I mean, are we going to start seeing Ibaka in the regular rotation, not sort of making once-a-week type cameo appearances?
Well, I'm going to ask him that very question at practice today. I'll write about that for Tuesday's editions of the Oklahoman to advance the Utah game to see if we're going to see this mystery man a lot more than we're used to seeing him. You know, he can play in any style, as Scott Brooks said. He can play up and down. He can play in the half court. He can play against big guys, athletic guys, and sort of lumbering guys. So he's saying he's got all the tools. My question is, why aren't we sending more?
Well, why aren't we? I mean, is this a situation where maybe who's getting the minutes right now that he's not?
Well, I think it starts off with Nenad Krstić. And then it goes from there to Ehtan Thomas. And Nick Collison gets it behind Jeff Green at the power forward spot. So he's got veterans in front of him. I think the only reasonable answer that I could give you to why he's not playing is he's young. He's still 20 years old. He's inexperienced. He's going to come in and commit some mistakes. But my thing is, you know, you let Russell Westbrook come in and commit mistakes. You're still letting him commit mistakes. Jeff Green and Kevin Durant got to do it. This guy gives you something. He fills your biggest weakness, potentially. That's interior defense, some scoring, low post scoring. He's active around the glass. Why not give him a shot? You let every other young guy on the roster get a chance. Why not give this guy a chance?
Talking to Darnell Mayberry, Thunder beat writer, and we're talking about Serge Ibaka, the international man of intrigue who may not be that much of a mystery anymore. Last night at the Staples Center, a huge game, really, for folks back here in Oklahoma City, Darnell. That really made it worth staying up late, losing a little extra sleep and watching. I mean, everything you described and more, just the way he moves around on the basketball court, he wasn't hitting tons of 12-footers, but you, looks like a nice shot, you know. And also, I mean, you kind of wonder what it would have been like if he hadn't played last night. Just how strong the Lakers are interior. One more note about last night's game. Is there anything that you saw that that changes your opinion about the Lakers' repeat?
No, I think they can still repeat. My question, and I asked Mark Heisler this, the longtime NBA writer for the LA Times who was at the game last night, do the Lakers have what it takes to compete with the Celtics if they meet up with them again in this year's finals? You know, the Celtics are tough, and they could be the best defensive team in the league. Ron Artest adds some toughness to the Lakers. He still hasn't figured out his offensive role on this team. But, you know, as Mark Heisler told me, the Lakers still need some perimeter shooting. That could be an issue. But for the most part, offensively, they're so talented and so long that they just toy with teams on the offensive end with Andrew Bynum and Pau Gasol and Lamar Odom coming off the bench. I mean, that team is impressive.
Okay, on to Salt Lake City, on to the coach-required city of Salt Lake City. Next time, pack a coat when you go. If you ever get out there, probably even in the summertime, pack a coat. But anyway, Darnell, the Utah Jazz, a team the Thunder competes with in the Northwest Division, a team the Thunder, if all goes well and according to plan, might find itself competing with for a playoff spot. How do they look?
They look a lot better than they looked to start the season. Carlos Boozer is playing extremely well of late. Darren Williams, I think, was hobbled a little bit earlier in the season with a foot injury, but now he's playing well. Paul Millsap is bringing what he usually brings off the bench. And, you know, these guys, they play well together. And Jerry Sloan is obviously one of the best coaches in basketball. He's always going to have his teams prepared. So the Thunder's going to have his hands full tomorrow. And one of the places I think is one of the toughest arenas to win in the league. So if they come out and start off flat like they did against the Lakers, it could be a long night.
Darnell, last year, one of the Thunder's first road games, maybe even right about this time of year, they go out to Utah, never really in the game. And what you or Mike Baldwin, I can't remember which one covered the game, ended up writing about is how much they battle back. Is that battle back storyline sort of, I don't know, so last year? I mean, is that something that's even relevant anymore, how the Thunder battles back in a game that's sort of already decided?
Yeah, I think it's definitely relevant. I mean, you look at how young this Thunder team is at this point, you're talking about a bunch of 21-year-olds, 20-year-olds. So from that standpoint alone, I think it's very important to see how this team battles back. I mean, they did it a little bit against the Lakers, which I don't think should go overlooked. Their pride kicked in, and I think that's a very good thing when a team's pride kicks in. You're getting your head kicked in by 26 points, and then you sort of show some toughness. I think that's a very good thing. That's a good sign when you have a young team like the Thunder. If they continue to do that, I think that's the building blocks for an emotionally tough team, a mentally tough team down the line and on into the future.
Okay, Darnell, two last things. One is, you think I'm crazy for prefacing comments like, if the playoffs started today, and what I mean by, if the playoffs started today, guess what? The Thunder would be the eighth seed. Is that just crazy talk?
Yes. In a word, yes. It is crazy talk. It's 14 games into the season. It's a long way to go, and I think anything can happen. I mean, you got teams who are not playing very well right now, because if the playoffs started today, I believe San Antonio would be out.
That's correct.
So I don't think you can put any stock in the playoff talk whatsoever at this point.
Okay, Darnell, finally, the Thunder's ending a stretch on Tuesday night against the Jazz, in which they will have played 4 out of 5 games on the road. Those four games, Miami Heat, Orlando Magic, Los Angeles Lakers, Utah Jazz, playoff teams all. Now comes a stretch, 5 straight at home. Bucks on Friday night, Rockets on Sunday. Next week, Sixers, Celtics, and then the following Monday, the Warriors. That's not an easy stretch. You got the Celtics in there, for crying out loud. But it's 5 at home. What's the importance of that homestand?
To make ground, I think. You know, if you come out of this, even if you're 7-8 after this Utah game, I mean, you'd like to be 8-7, but even if you're 7-8, I think that's an opportunity for you to win 3 out of 5, and pull your record to 10-10. You know, you could still be .500 20 games into the season. So I think that's the importance of having a nice home stretch. Also, to sort of build some momentum at home. I mean, the Thunder's been up and down at home. So I think, you know, they're 3-3 right now inside the Ford Center. If they can come out of this and be 6-5 at the Ford Center, I think that'll be a good thing. They can start building some momentum and some gaining some confidence inside the Ford Center. I think that'll help them along the way as we make our way into the second half of the season.
Okay, Darnell, that's great. Listen, you've been listening to the Open Mic Podcast with Darnell Mayberry. You can follow all the best Thunder coverage anywhere every day at News OK and every morning in the Oklahoma.